Chapter 10. Willa got to school early on Monday morning. She'd spent the weekend thinking about Marigold's idea about water magic. Now, she wanted to talk to Ms. Starr about it. But Ms. Starr wasn't in her classroom. Only Carrot was. The bunny sat on her hind legs in the center of Ms. Starr's desk, nibbling a piece of lettuce.
"If you're looking for Eloise, she's in a meeting."
Willa said good morning and unpacked her backpack, stacking her notebooks in her desk.
"Is there something you were hoping to discuss?" the bunny persisted.
"Not really," Willa said.
"You can talk to me, you know," urged Carrot.
Willa shook her head. "It's about magic."
"I help Pepper with her magic. In fact, I go to all of Pepper's tutoring sessions. Did you know that?"
"I know you're, like, the only animal who isn't afraid of Pepper's fierce magic," Willa said. "You must be awfully brave."
"Not exactly," said Carrot.
She swallowed her last bite of lettuce and groomed her whiskers.
"It's more that I've learned how to navigate my fear."
Willa didn't understand.
"Most animals feel a jolt of fear and run," Carrot elaborated. "Me? I get a jolt of fear, and I'm like, oh, yeah, there's a jolt of fear. Hello, fear. It's still there, but I don't let it bother me."
"Wow."
"It took practice," said Carrot. "When I was little, my mother adopted a fox cub. She raised us as sisters, and I'm sure that helped."
She eyed Willa.
"Rabbits and foxes don't usually mix, but she was my sister. She still is. You can't be afraid of your own sister, am I right?"
Willa furrowed her brow.
She was scared of Edith sometimes. "Anyway, if you don't mind my saying, you could practice the same thing," Carrot continued.
"What?"
"Your emotions. You could practice feeling them, but not letting them bother you so much. If you feel sad, for example, you could say, hello, sadness, I see you there, and then hopefully..."
"I wouldn't rain," Willa concluded.
"I think you rain when you're upset," said Carrot.
"I do."
"And as it stands, you can't help getting upset."
"No, I can't."
"But perhaps you could learn to navigate it. You could navigate your sadness just as I navigate my fear."
"Can you teach me how?" Willa asked.
"Of course! It's a matter of stepping back and taking note of your emotions. I'm afraid right now. I'm angry right now. I want to cry right now. That's step one. Then, over time, you'll master step two. That's deciding what you want to do with those emotions. You'll always feel them. That doesn't go away. But if you can feel what you're feeling and still hold on to a level of calm, it's a useful power to have."
Willa heard what Carrot was saying, but she wasn't sure the concept applied to her. Carrot was an adult bunny, after all. Maybe the whole staying calm while feeling your feelings thing was more for grown-ups than kids. "How did Pepper learn to pause her fiercing?" she asked. Because Pepper could do that now. Pepper could be around animals and not scare them, pausing her magic for as much as a couple of minutes.
"That's one thing we work on in tutoring," Carrot answered. "I told her to think of her magic as a river. That's step one. Step two, imagine a dam closing across the water and holding back the flow, pinching shut. You might only be able to hold back the river for a short time, but a short time is better than not at all."
Wow. Willa could already start and stop her tiny rain clouds, but rain that stemmed from her emotions was big rain, and not on purpose. When it happened, Willa couldn't control it. But if Pepper could pause her magic, maybe Willa could pause hers too. "Like damming a river?" she repeated.
"It's a metaphor," said Carrot. "But you get the idea. Hey, do you have any radishes?"
"No, but I have an apple," said Willa. She pulled it out of her backpack and showed it to Carrot.
Put it on the desk.
Willa hesitated. The apple was for her lunch. But she did what Carrot said. Maybe the bunny was going to show her another important magic technique. Instead, Carrot pressed on the apple with her two front paws and took a bite, then another and another.
Hey! Willa cried. She hadn't meant for Carrot to eat the apple. Now she'd be hungry later.
Hold on, she told herself. Take note of your emotions. That's what Carrot had said. She thought, I'm angry right now. I'm so angry I feel like crying. Then she thought, hello, weepy anger. I see you there. She thought, that bunny tricked you out of your apple and you're stinking mad. Hello, stinking mad. I see you there.
She still felt angry. Well, annoyed.
But she didn't feel tears at the edge of her eyes. The frustration at losing her apple was no longer so loud inside her head.
Good apple, Carrot commented. Crunchy.
Carrot was really, really cute. It was hard to stay mad at such a cute rabbit. And, okay, now Willa knew that Carrot would take a kid's fruit. Lesson learned.
You talked me out of my apple, you tricky rabbit, she said. I haven't had an apple in days, said Carrot.
Next time you could just ask, said Willa. I nearly rained on you just now.
But you didn't, said Carrot. Not one drop.
Elliot was the second person to walk into Ms. Starr's classroom. His curly hair had a dent in it from the hat he'd worn to school. He swung by Carrot and held up his hand for a high five. Carrot looked surprised but lifted her paw. Next, he stopped by Willa's desk. She slapped his upraised palm, even though he'd yelled at her on Friday.
I'm glad I got you alone, said Elliot.
She's not alone, said Carrot. Bunnies are people too, you know.
Sorry, Carrot. I wanted to talk to Willa without the other kids around, he gulped. I'm sorry I yelled at you, Willa.
It's okay, said Willa. I'm sorry I told Nori you told me what she said. I guess I did put you in a bad spot.
I didn't walk to school with Nori today. I didn't want to talk to her until after I talked to you, Elliot frowned. But I just want to make clear. I'm friends with everybody. No taking sides between you and Nori. And I hope you won't say mean stuff about each other. At least not when I can hear.
That seems fair, Willa said. So long as Nori keeps to her end of the bargain.